Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
We are warned in the gospel not to get away from the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. Right? We don't need, 6 years of seminary. We don't need 12 years of Bible study. We don't need that. There's a simplicity of Jesus Christ, particularly once the miracle of the rebirth happens. If you're not reborn, I'm just throwing out a seed to you. There's one escape from this world system, the lies of this world, and that is Jesus Christ. And yes, he was real. He was real to the point that all his apostles suffered a nasty, cruel death because of him. He was real to the point of his story that he had to die to let the Holy Spirit loose. And once you've tasted this Holy Spirit and it comes and lives in you, you realize you do not have to go anywhere to find him. Nowhere. Jesus Christ wants to live in a house. Yes. But guess what? He tells us it's a house made without hands. You know who the house is? You are the house. He refers to you as a temple. He says once you fall in love with him, the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, through belief, will come and abide in you. And if he's knocking on your door right now, the door of your heart, let him in. Do not use your carnal mind to try to reason it. Forget that. The carnal mind is a fallen mind. The carnal mind got thrown out of the garden with Adam. You become a spiritual being, a spiritual eternal life with Christ being, I should say, when you accept Christ as your personal Savior. And the thing is, he gives you a teacher, the Holy Spirit, on which way to go. He actually tells us in the book of Isaiah that you're not even really going to need a teacher anymore. No, because that teacher now is the Holy Ghost. However, he does tell us to have fellowship. And he does also tell us iron sharpens iron. So I'm not saying that you can't take somebody's advice, and I'm not saying you can't be taught. Of course not. But it's a thing called a conscience. It's a thing called a conviction that is the ultimate teacher once you find Christ and really hold on to him, because it becomes a spiritual battle after that. Gang, if there's anybody that's an unbeliever out there, there are devils, there are demons, there are unseen forces, and I'm sure that you have done things at some time, you have been tempted sometime, because inside your heart, you still may have a conscience because you still are made in the image of God. And you say, how could I do this? How could I? I didn't want to do that. Well, it's a demon. It's a demonic spirit that wants to take your soul to hell. We fight not, according to God's gospel in Ephesians in 6, we fight not flesh and blood. This isn't a warfare against your fellow man. We actually are fighting principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. And ultimately, the darkness isn't like a dark closet. No, the darkness means understanding is blotted out. That's what it truly means. That's the darkness. You can't understand what's going on. You're like a blind man fumbling around because you're in the dark. You're tripping. You're falling over. There's no hope because you're a blind man tripping in the dark. That's what the darkness is. Jesus is the light. When Jesus comes into your life, the light bulb is turned on. The understanding is turned on that no man could escape this planet. It's surrounded by death. All your good parties, all your good times, all your fun, your nice cars, your educations, all of it. All of it. Ask the people in Gaza right now what they think about it. Ask the people in Ukraine right now what they think about it. Think of, ask them about all their dreams and visions and what's going on. That's how quick they could be taken away. One bomb, one steamroller, one human activity, and the whole show's over. The whole show is over. It's a $3 bill, gang, this whole thing that we call life on this planet. Now, I'm not saying things aren't beautiful. I'm not saying God's creation isn't beautiful. But in this state, it is passing. It is passing. God says heaven and earth are going to pass away. And you know the only thing that's going to stay? His word. His word is what he tells us. And I started out by talking about the simplicity. And I want to go to Mark 7, the book of Mark, chapter 7. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. Now the Pharisees were the religious people, and the scribes were the lawyers at that time, Jewish. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with and defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands often and eat not, holding the tradition of the elders, the tradition of the elders. And you know they're still holding that right now. It's not the Torah. It's not the five books of the gospel. It's the Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D. And it's horrible. It's horrible. It's out of the pit of hell as far as I'm concerned. It's deception, and these people have to find Jesus and get freed. And Jesus is trying to give them freedom right here. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands off and eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. When they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of their cups, their pots, their vessels, their tables. They had all these rules and these regulations. And in the midst of all the rules and the regulations, you lose the love of God. You lose the light. You lose the idea of this is pretty simple. There's a creator, and I'm his creation. He's the boss, and I'm nothing. He gave me life, and all I could do is accept it. That's the simplicity, gang. That's the simplicity. And obedience can be summed up in the golden rules. To love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, with everything. And he'll teach you how to love because he'll put it in your heart. The written word becomes spiritual in your heart. And it is all about love. The written rules get fulfilled through love. They don't get dismissed. They don't get dismissed. They get fulfilled through love. You're not going to want to kill anybody when you love them. You're not going to want to steal your neighbor's wife when you love them. You're not going to want to bear false witness and talk evil on people when you love them. You're going to want to hold God's day in rest. But we're told in the book of Romans, some people want to worship one day, others want to worship all days. Whatever you want to do, you're free to do it. You're free to do it. So I'll just leave that at that. But what I'm getting at is God's word is fulfilled in those two commandments, to love the Lord with all your heart, and now to love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. So we're showing here, Jesus, here's God walking amongst the people, performing all the miracles. And no, they're not giving him pats on the back for his love, for his miracles, for his teaching. They're mad because he's not washing the pots before he's eating. That's what it is. All right, now keep going. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they do not eat. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, walk not thy disciples according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with the unwashed hands. Rules and regulations, gang. You know what? Rules and regulations outside of in your heart, because there are some rules and they're written on your heart. Don't commit adultery. Yes, it's a rule. Don't, stay out of sin, but it's in your heart. But they're going way off base, and they're trying to grab the physical world and put it in the spiritual world, and it doesn't fit. We don't have to wash or do all these physical rituals anymore. But this is how Jesus answered them. He answered and said to them, "Well, hath Isaiah prophesied of you, you hypocrites." Okay, hypocrites. You know what a hypocrite is? In the Greek, it's called a pretender. In other words, you're liars, you religious phonies. You're all a bunch of liars. So he tells them here, hypocrites, as it is written, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Jesus gives them the word of God. He slam dunks them with the book of Isaiah. He's calling them phonies. He's calling them hypocrites. And he's saying, God has written about you. You honor me with your lips, but your heart's far from me. Phony, baloney, hypocrisy. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me." I don't want to worship God in vain, do you? I don't just want to follow these stupid rules. Do you? I don't. They're vain. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. I'm telling you what, gang, in these last days, these Noahide laws, keep your eyes on Noahide laws, the Talmud. There's a sect of Jewry that's very dangerous. And I believe what Jesus is talking about right here, the best thing you could do for a Jewish individual is the best thing you could do for any individual that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior. Pray for their soul. That's it. Do not elevate a Jew in his beliefs. Elevate a Jew in his beliefs by giving him the gospel. Yes, that's the only thing that's going to elevate him, is Jesus Christ. That's it. I'd say the same thing I'd say to a Jew as I would to a Palestinian or anybody. Except Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Jesus Christ himself is telling the Jewish leaders, number one, they're hypocrisy, they're pretenders, and that they're honoring him with their lips and not with their heart. And he's also telling them that their teaching is in vain, useless. Now continue. "For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the traditions of men, is the washing of pots and cups and many others." I don't care about red heifers. I don't care about new temples. I don't care about any of that. The sacrifice has already been made, gang. To have your eyes on any other sacrifice is blasphemy. It's adding to the word of God. There's no more additions needed. The Lamb of God has already come. The Savior of the world has already come. The temple has already been built. You are the temple. The Lamb has already come and been sacrificed. Adding to any of it is out of the pit of hell. It's a false doctrine. It's a tradition of man. Don't fall for it. And he said unto them, "Full well, you reject the commandments of God, that you may keep your own traditions." Building their own religions. Building their own religions. That's what they were doing. So they could wear their nice coats and they could seem religious. All a lie. I'm going to end it how I began it. Don't get away from the simplicity of Jesus. Jesus was the Lamb of God who died for you on the cross, and he loves you and he showed you his love. Follow him. God bless you all. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.